Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be recordings by Fred Elizalde's and his various bands. First, let me read to you a little biographical information about Fred Elizalde from Grove Music. Federico Elizalde was born in Manila on December 12, 1907. He died in Manila on January 16, 1979. Filipino band leader, pianist, conductor, and composer of Spanish parentage. He studied at the Madrid Conservatory with, among others, Trago and Perez Casas. In 1921, he went to England for 2 years to study at St. Joseph College, London, and later entered Stanford University, California, where his parents intended him to study law. However, under the influence of Bloch, with whom he had composition lessons, he left in 1926 to give his attention to music. At this point, his fascination for jazz and dance music began, and he led the Stanford University Band for a season at the Biltmore Hotel, Los Angeles, while continuing formal composition studies. After cutting his first discs with his Cinderella Roof Orchestra in Hollywood, he returned to England to read law at Cambridge University, where his brother, the saxophonist Manuel, was also a student. That was in September of 1926. Over the next 3 years, Elizalde became the single most influential figure in the development of jazz in Britain, and he abandoned his university career after a year to concentrate on band leading, finally breaking up his orchestra on Christmas Eve 1929 in the wake of the Wall Street crash. His importance was to instill in his musicians a sense of American rhythm, making their efforts at jazz far more convincing than most stilted European bands, which he derided as Viennese. Nevertheless, he wrote a number of no less stilted compositions himself, which attempted to blend elements of jazz and European concert music. These include the suite The Heart of a Nigger, first performed by Ambrose and his orchestra at the London Palladium in June 1927, with dancers and decor by Olive Messel, and the symphonic poem Bataclan, first performed by Elizalde's own band at the Shepherd's Bush Pavilion in June 1929. By March 1927, Elizalde had already made his first British jazz recordings with a group of fellow students initially called the Quinca Ginta Ramblers, but whom the record companies style as his varsity band or his Cambridge undergraduates. These discs consisted of well-known jazz tunes arranged by Elizalde, but his talent for original jazz composition was revealed in his miniatures for piano, such as Siam Blues, Piano Trop, and later pieces such as Vamp Till Ready. In the autumn of 1927, he was invited to bring a band into the Savoy Hotel, for which he assembled several Britain's leading jazz musicians, including Norman Payne and Jack Jackson, and Harry Hayes, together with Adrian and Arthur Rollini. This versatile and accomplished group not only played jazz standards, but original compositions by Elizalde and his band members, including Livingston's Singapore Sorrows. Despite complaints to the BBC about out-of-tempo introductions and the difficulty of following the tune during jazz improvisations, Elizalde's band remained at the Savoy until June 1929 and broadcast regularly, winning the 1928 Melody Maker Reader's Poll as most popular dance orchestra. It was augmented with strings for formal dances and quasi-symphonic pieces, but by using a smaller subset of his band for hot playing and recording and encouraging the solo improvising of Livingston and the Rollini brothers, he introduced the sounds of American jazz at first hand to the British public. The onset of the Depression, which forced his American musicians to return home, and a disastrous tour of Scotland in late 1929 led him to disband, although he temporarily reassembled a group for the Intimate Review at the Duchess Theatre, London, in 1930. By this time, he was shifting the focus of his musical attention, having returned to the Philippines to conduct the Manila Symphony Orchestra and spent successive periods in Biarritz, Paris, Madrid, and as conductor. From then on, he was basically involved in symphonic music. Okay, let's get started with the music. As I mentioned, I'm going to play recordings by his various bands, and I will do that in chronological order. We go to June of 1926 in Hollywood, California, where Freddy Lizalde's Cinderella Roof Orchestra waxed a number of sides, and the two that I want to play from this recording session are first That Certain Feeling, and then Tonight's My Night with Baby. We have Ted Schilling on trumpet, Joe McTaggart also on trumpet, an unknown trombonist, Leo Cronman, clarinet, alto sax, tenor sax, Fred Stoddard, Manuel Elizalde, clarinet, alto sax, an unknown violin, Fred Elizalde is on piano, and there are unknown banjo player, tubist, and the drummer. So here is Fred Elizalde, Cinderella Roof Orchestra, 1926. Thank you. Did you notice the Haile Bixian solo in the recording of that certain feeling? Obviously, Fred Elizalde, from the beginning of his recording career, was very much interested in the kind of music that Bix played. Apparently, at one point, he was thinking, or at least perhaps he tried to hire Bix Beiderbecke. Okay, now we go to England, and a recording from June 22nd, 1927, by the Cambridge undergraduates. Stomp Your Feet First, and then Clarinet Marmalade. These were recorded in Hayes. The musicians in the band are John Darcy, Hildyard on trumpet, Dick Battle, trumpet and flugelhorn, Manuel Liz Elizalde, Jack Donaldson, clarinet, alto sax, soprano sax, Dan Willey, alto sax, bass sax, Maurice Allum, clarinet, alto sax, tenor sax, baritone, Fred Elizalde, piano, and he's the arranger, George Cosmo Monkhouse on banjo, Bud Williams, tuba, Eric Sanders on drums. And as I said, the two numbers are Stomp Your Feet and Clarinet Marmalade. This is June 22nd, 1927, Fred Elizalde at Cambridge. Thank you. Let's go now to August-September 1927, London. We have Fred Elizalde and his orchestra, with Fred Elizalde on piano, arranger and director, Jack Jackson, and George Radcliffe on trumpet, Jack Miranda, Manuel Elizalde on clarinet, alto sax, Joe Crossman on tenor sax and baritone, George Hurley violin, Joe Brunelli on banjo, Tiny Stock on brass bass, Max Bacon on drums. And the two numbers that I want to play are first Once in a Blue Moon and then Tweet Tweet. So here is Fred Elizalde and his orchestra in August-September 1927. Thank you. We now move to July 25th, 1928. By this time, several American jazz musicians had joined Fred Elizalde. When the New Yorkers folded in the fall of 1927, Bobby Davis and Adrian Rollini, as well as Chelsea Quilly, who was not with the New Yorkers, went to England and joined Fred Elizalde's orchestra. The influence of Adrian Rollini is remarkable. The July 25th, 1928 session has several numbers, and two of them, the ones that I want to play, are first Just Imagine and then Wherever You Are. We have Chelsea Quilly and Norman Payne, as well as Nobby Knight on trumpet, Bobby Davis clarinet, soprano, alto sax, Harry Hayes clarinet, alto sax, Rex Owen and Jack Miranda, as well as George Smith on tenor sax, Adrian Rollini bass sax, Goofus Hunt fountain pen, maybe vibraphone also, George Hurley, Ben Frankel and Len Lees on violin, Jack Rossin is on piano, Len Phillips on banjo guitar, Mario Lorenzi on harp, Tiny Stock tuba, Ronnie Cupertini drums, and in these two numbers that I'm going to play, we have Al Boley on vocal. Fred Elizalde is the leader and the arranger. So here is Fred Elizalde and his music, a pretty big band, July 25th, 1928.
Thank you.
to provide a better perspective of the musicianship of Fred Elizalde, I thought I would bring in now two of his compositions, and they are played by Elizalde himself as piano solos. First, from September, October 1927, Piano Trope, and then from January 22nd, 1928, Harmonizing. So here is Fred Elizalde at the piano, two of his compositions, 1927 and 1928. Thank you. I thought I would finish the program with a couple of recordings by Fred Elizalde and his Hot Music. This group, in contrast with the previous group that I played earlier, is a small contingent of musicians and pretty hot stuff. Fred Elizalde is on piano, he's the arranger and director, Chelsea Quilly on trumpet, Bobby Davis alto sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax and gufus, Len Phillips on guitar, Ronnie Gubertini on drums. This is March 11, 1928, Arkansas first and then Sugar Step, March 1928.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you have enjoyed this program of recordings by Fred Elizalde in his various musical groups. He was undoubtedly a highly talented musician, composer, arranger, and very much influenced by the style of the white jazz musicians from the 1920s in the States. Mostly Bix and Tram, perhaps also Red Nichols and Miff Maul. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive. If you contend, this